Welcome to episode 45 of Life with Mitty. This episode will reminisce a little on Mitty's two-year delivery anniversary, do a deep dive on my experiences with traffic light and stop sign control, and mention the latest updates on the voice commands list. 2 years ago today, I took delivery of my long-range, rear-wheel drive, first production, midnight silver with 18-inch aero wheels, Model 3, named Mitty. If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened to the early episodes, you're probably wondering about the name Mitty. Who's Mitty? Why Mitty? 4 reasons. Midnight silver color, so mid. Middle car in the product line at that time in 2018, we had S, 3, and X. MIDI is pronounced MIDI, musical instrument digital interface. I'm a part-time musician and songwriter. And it ends in E. Sorry, Ford, you wouldn't allow Tesla to call the car the Model E, but MIDI ends in E. When I first took delivery, let's think back, 2 years ago today, the car came with Autopilot version 8, otherwise known as Enhanced Autopilot. It was a $5,000 upgrade. It came with auto lane change. Although back in 2018, it wasn't very safe. You had to check to make sure the way was clear. The car wasn't using all 8 cameras. It just used the front cameras, and that was it. So if you made a mistake and there was a car in your blind spot, you didn't know it and the car didn't know it either. Autopilot version 8 also didn't function very well on country roads. You know, those roads without a shoulder? Oh, you would not use autopilot in that case. When we were in Yellowstone, there were plenty of roads without a shoulder and sometimes without a guardrail and sometimes a deep drop-off. Oh, I was never using autopilot. Now, I tried, but the car didn't do very well. It would hold very close to the center line, and sometimes on tight curves, it would cross the center line. Back then, there was no navigate on autopilot, and only the front cameras were in use. There was no summon at all, dumb or smart. That came later. No sentry mode. Think of all the videos you've seen on Twitter where people have been caught keying a Tesla, bumping their door against a Tesla, and so on. None of that was available when I first got Mitty. No dash cam. You could charge at a supercharger, but only up to 120 kilowatt speed. There were no games, no video entertainment, and a terrible, slow, incompatible custom browser, the Tesla browser. I could probably count on both hands the number of websites it actually worked on. And sometimes it didn't even work well with Tesla.com. The car was 10% slower off the line. The ABS system had longer stopping distance. There was no supercharger preconditioning and no emissions testing mode. Well, we all know what that's for. So much has changed in 2 years, and that's just a short list. There's all kinds of additional features that have come out on the car since. I bought the car in 2018 for the very testing I'm doing now in 2020 to update the neural network and make full self-driving come to life, to test the newest software and be part of the future. What other car can you name that you would buy to look forward 2 years later to what you'll do with that car? Also, I gained some incredible friendships and camaraderie. Those times are priceless, and great memories that I've had over the last 2 years of sharing my joy of enjoying my Tesla with others who enjoy theirs just as much, if not more. It's been an amazing 2 years. Coming up next, we'll do a deep dive into traffic light and stop sign control. I've been using this for weeks, and I've got some things to share. It's time to do our deep dive on traffic light and stop sign control. For weeks now, I've been using this on back roads, city streets, highways, and interstates. And with all of that experience behind me, I have some pro tips to help you when you use it. When to turn it off. Whenever you need to take a turn at an intersection, of course, that's not currently supported. However, watch out when your lane that you're in becomes a right turn or left turn lane. You don't want to wait until the car comes up into this situation. It can be unpredictable. Also, when you're in a right turn only lane, sometimes there's curbage that limits your lane. You don't want the car to stumble, give you control immediately, and then stop driving the car for you. That can lead to you curbing your wheel. Not a good day. It also can cause the car to slow down abruptly, and the car behind you not paying attention rear ends you. We don't want to cause accidents or have an accident while we're trying this out. We want to stay safe. Also, be careful around yellow warning lights. I usually run into these when there's an emergency vehicle entry or exit point, like for an ambulance or a fire truck. The car will start slowing down. It'll treat it like a red light. And even using the gear stalk to confirm, it will continue to come back to reconfirm. Just take the gear stalk and push up to disengage traffic aware cruise and autopilot, turn it off. Intersections with multiple lanes and a combination of left and right turn lights are really confusing to the software. It doesn't know what to do. Here's the situation. For me, it's the intersection of Highway K and Veterans Memorial Parkway in O'Fallon, Missouri. When the car comes up to the intersection, there are four lanes. Over to the left is a left turn lane. The middle two lanes are straight through the intersection, and the lane on the right is a right turn only lane. The lights above, there's four of them. There's a left turn light, two lights for the through lanes, and another light for the right turn. When the car comes up to the intersection and both of the turn lanes are showing red and the through lanes are showing green, the car can't figure out what to do. It will give you a multitude of prompts, and it gets confused. Whenever you see that happening, just go back to manual driving. It's not worth letting the car stumble around and then maybe take over immediately comes up on the screen, or the car hits the brakes or whatever. In this particular case, the car slows down and tries to stop in the through lanes that have a green light. Not a good idea. Another area where you want to turn it off, where you have already encountered a ghost stop sign, for me, country roads, where the intersection isn't perpendicular, and so there's a sideways stop sign that the car sees. When I go through those areas, I go to manual driving because I know the car is incorrectly going to think it needs to stop. So those are the areas where you definitely just go back to manual driving. I know that there's going to be improvements to this software where less of these things are going to be a problem. But right now, as of 2020.16.2.1, they are a problem. Here's some other things to consider. Don't goose the go pedal too often. I've caught myself using the go pedal to go faster than the regular speed limit, which is what you're limited to if you're in autopilot using this feature. The problem with that, when you hold down the go pedal, the accelerator, you are telling the software to ignore whatever it sees. That's not a good thing to get into the habit of doing. When you want the car to respond correctly, it won't. It's going to let you override it. And that can lead you to a false sense of security and a false sense of what's going on with the car. I am doing this a whole lot less often. There are certain situations where I know I'm going to be going down the highway a little bit and I'm not going to be near an intersection and I'll goose it a little bit, but I'm doing this a whole lot less. Also, use the turn stalk to acknowledge green lights. It makes for a smoother experience. When you use the go pedal, even just touching it, you know it's an electric car, it's a Tesla, you've got that instant torque, and when you do it like that, you lurch forward a little bit. It's not as smooth, and especially when you have people along in the car and you want to show them this new feature, the last thing you want to do is be touching the go pedal. They feel that little lurch. It feels a little bit disconcerting. Keep in mind, you're not required to come to a complete stop at stop signs. From what I've seen, somewhere around 5 miles an hour or less, the car will then prompt you, do you want to continue through the intersection? Just make sure the way is clear. One final thing. Traffic lights on service roads that are parallel to an interstate can sometimes confuse the car, and it'll make it behave like phantom braking. This does occur, but not as much with the latest version as what I've seen in the past. I'll have more to share on traffic light and stop sign control as I continue to do testing and new versions arrive. Coming up next, a voice commands list update. For those of you that follow me on Twitter at LifeMidi, you already know that the French voice commands list and app are available. If you have a friend that would like to command their Tesla in French, tell them to go to vocalestesla.glideapp.io. Tomas and David from blogtesla.fr, a large forum in France for Tesla owners, took on the task of taking our English list, translating it, and then trying out each command in their Teslas. This resulted in their French commands list of 98 commands. This was a Herculean effort for those two, and big thanks to them to make the list available in French. There's hundreds of users now in France and more every day. And in English, we have 6 new commands. We're up to 172 commands now. These commands are all about fireplace mode. One of the members of our Tesla community found that you could do voice commands while you're in fireplace mode to adjust the heat and even to turn on the air conditioner. Of course, with any command that is submitted to the voice commands list, I try it out in MIDI to make sure it works. And it got me thinking, I wonder what else we can control in fireplace mode. What about the music? And sure enough, from the voice command, you can not only start the music in fireplace mode, you can pause it, you can even move forward to the next song in the playlist. Pretty cool stuff. I'd like to ask all of my listeners to continue to help us find more voice commands. There's got to be more. And there's got to be some Easter eggs somewhere. All you have to do is go to teslavoice.glideapp.io. That is the English voice commands list. Click Submit on the lower right-hand corner, and then click Submit a New Command. And that's where you can type in the command you found, the category you think would be best, and the version in which you found it. To date, we have 221 submissions, and I want to see us find more voice commands. They're out there. We just got to keep plugging, keep looking. We can find those Easter eggs. That's it for episode 45 and our 2-year anniversary with MIDI. I can't wait to see what this next year will hold. So until next time, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.